The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
By Lucky Station.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In Hawaii, all eyes on Kilauea Volcano as it continues to sputter and spew lava and smoke. At least 36 homes have been destroyed, some 2,000 people forced to evacuate. Correspondent Sophia Yan says there's a somber mood in the shelters.
Entire families and their pets are camped out here. And a lot of these folks here, they're trying to find some more information as to what to do next. If they've lost their home, they're trying to figure out how to make certain insurance claims. A lot of the people I've spoken with say that they have tried to venture back to gather their most important belongings. Some are less fortunate. Some tell me they've lost everything.
Volcano's National Park's been off limits to visitors for fear the volcano might erupt and send huge boulders and ash and debris into the air. Polls have closed across Iraq in the first national election since the country declared victory over the Islamic State group. This is SRN News.
Eric Metaxas knows why America is in the trouble it's in.
When you hear how ignorant your average American is about our form of government and the basics, if you want to know why we're in the trouble we're in, I would like to say that that's actually a big part of it. If you understand the Constitution, if you understand our form of government, you then understand the importance of faith. All you need to do is understand what the founders put together, and you understand that faith was at the center of their vision.
The Eric Metaxas Show, overnights at 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
The Narn continues next year on The Patriot. Glad to have you joining us here on a Saturday afternoon on Mother's Day weekend. 63 or so is going to be our high today. Mostly cloudy, maybe a passing shower for Mother's Day. Partly sunny and low 70s. We have a number of sister stations here at The Patriot, including Business 1440. It's part of the Wall Street Business Network. It's the best place to go for economic insight and all the business and market information important to you. Business 1440. Listen online at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that says send us your tired, huddled masses yearning to see red, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 14 years and counting, dominating Twin Cities weekend radio, which means dominating Twin Cities radio. I write it shot in the dark, that info. 5 days a week, I do political, social, historical, musical, and cultural commentary, as well as anything else I feel like writing about. That is sort of my show prep for this show every week. Every hour I spend on the air, I could probably match with 4 or 5 other hours just with material I've been writing about over the past week. So it's been a fun symbiotic relationship for Lowe these last 14 years. All 14 of which I've done with my good friend King Banyan, who, by the way, is over at our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, every Saturday morning, 9 to 11, doing the King Banyan radio show. And, of course, at Brad Carlson, going back a couple of casts of the show ago here, Brad Carlson, of course, every Sunday from 2 to 3. On this station, on AM 1280, The Patriot, together with the Northern Alliance Radio Network, which has been dominating Twin Cities weekend radio for half a generation now. Think about that. Pretty soon here, we're going to be talking with the children of our original listeners and perhaps grandchildren of some of them here. And that's the way it should be in radio, anyway, and the way it almost never is, either, for that matter. Before the news, we were talking about some statements from the, quote, resistance to Donald Trump and what he is said to represent. Now, we saw an international version of that from Der Spiegel magazine, which is basically like the Star Tribune on rocket fuel. It's worse than that because it's official. It's like the City Pages on a national level over there in Germany. I mean, it's avowedly left of center, makes no bones about it. does some journalism, unlike the city pages these days, but is an avowedly left of center organization, which is a strength, not a weakness. I'll give them that much. But Der Spiegel basically is saying the Western alliance is dead because the United States looked out for its best interest in the Iran deal under Donald Trump. In the meantime, in New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo is resisting prosperity by, well, making a rather unhinged threat, claiming he's going to commission a citizen fleet, just like Winston Churchill did at Dunkirk, to resist to resist offshore drilling and fracking in New York, off the coast of New York. And Paul Mierengoff wrote a rather mocking piece about Andrew Cuomo, deservedly so. I mean, mockery is about the best that Andrew Cuomo deserves in this case, but I'll do a quote from this. Striking a macho pose, the governor informs us he's a big, tough Italian guy, end quote. He claims to have demonstrated this fact by shoveling 600 pounds of snow in an hour. This is Paul Mierengoff, can think of something else he's shoveling, and it smells worse than snow. But this isn't the kind of rhetoric that the left labels toxic masculinity when Donald Trump brags about his physical fitness now, is it? Anyway, in real world, times are tough for many New Yorkers, according to Paul Mierengoff. The poverty rate is 18.5%, well above the national average of 11.3%. The governor's ban on fracking and support for the recently enacted $15 an hour minimum wage are job killers that target people seeking to rise out of poverty. Cuomo has squandered billions in phony job development that enriched his supporters and offered few opportunities for residents of depressed areas in upstate New York. The betting is that Cuomo will be reelected, but it's somewhat less likely because of his primary challenge, which may or may not amount to much of anything. But the point is, this is the resistance. This is Andrew Cuomo, who, by the way, is a second-generation blue state politician, son of a former presidential candidate and longtime governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, failed talk show host, by the way. Anyway, he's basically proposing to resist prosperity, which, by the way, you'll note is a common theme in among, quote, the resistance, resisting the things that would bring prosperity to people who, well, aren't them. You see this here in Minnesota, by the way, the environmental movement that has been hamstringing the mining industry upstate, leading to, by Minnesota standards, severe poverty for a generation now, is entirely the work of metro area environmentalists and people allied with them upstate, but many of them are from the metro area who retired up north. Anyway, point being, these are the people who want to who want what they want and who use their privilege and position and entitlement to get what they want at the expense of people who are less fortunate than them. In the case of Mario Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, his son, who's the current governor of New York, it's keeping any hint of unseemly prosperity away from people who could benefit from it, because because he's controlled by environmentalists who have enough money to enjoy the coastal areas off New York, and who can buy their property in coastal areas off New York. Here in the Twin Cities, it's the environmentalists who have been strangling the mining industry for a generation now. On both coasts, it's the environmental movement to clamp down on the sort of fracking that has kept gas prices manageable for the last 10 years and brought all sorts of unseemly prosperity to some of the less fashionable districts of this country, here in flyover land, the Dakotas, Texas, Oklahoma. They don't like it when people on the East Coast, the blue state elites, don't like it when all those rural folks get all sorts of money. They get all uppity then. They don't like that. I'm, of course, pointing out Minnesota Public Radio's coverage of the entire oil boom in the Bakken Range, which I'll have to do a retrospective on some days because it's just one of the most epic displays of the entitlement of Big Left and how much Big Left just doesn't like rural Americans. But you're seeing that in this story here. Fracking could bring jobs that would benefit those that highly impoverished people in New York. That's what he's fighting against. This is the resistance in America, resisting things that would bring prosperity to people who aren't already prosperous, and resisting protection for and safety for people who don't already have protection and safety. Remember, these same people are the people who are trying to undercut and gut and have finally repealed the Second Amendment, which, by the way, is one of the few things that could bring peace to parts of this country that have none. I'm talking about America's Democrat-dominated inner cities. We've talked about this before. Just as they oppose fracking to bring prosperity to poor parts of the country that none of them ever go to anyway, they also oppose sending guns to allowing law-abiding citizens in guns that they never visit, in neighborhoods that they never visit, to have the right to defend themselves. Just this past last weekend in Chicago, the first warm week of weather in Chicago after a long winter, 84 people were shot in Chicago in one weekend. I'm sorry, in one week, the week ending last Saturday, 84 people were shot, 7 died, and this is in a city, by the way, that you don't see any of the people in their orange T-shirts picketing in, because, of course, it'd be too dangerous for them. They stand out like sore thumbs. And it would be picketing against a loyal Democrat mayor like Rahm Emanuel. 84 people shot. I believe it was 7 dead during the last week. They're on their way to another record year for shootings in Chicago. And yet Chicago holds on to its antiquated and quite frankly totalitarian gun control measures. This is the resistance at work here, folks. And perhaps it's irony, and perhaps we need to come up with another term for it, but real Americans are starting to resist the resistance. This story just came out last week. From the Chicago Tribune, Illinois counties downstate from Chicago declare sanctuary status for gun owners. This is a story from Don Bablin of the Chicago Tribune. Several rural Illinois counties have taken a stand for gun rights by co-opting a word that conservatives associate with a liberal policy to skirt the law, sanctuary. At least 5 counties recently passed resolutions declaring themselves sanctuary counties for gun owners, a reference to so-called sanctuary cities such as Chicago that don't cooperate with aspects of federal immigration enforcement. The resolutions are meant to put the Democrat-controlled legislature on notice that if it passes any statewide gun bills, including new age restrictions for certain weapons, a bump stock ban, and size limits for gun magazines, the counties might bar their employees from enforcing the new laws. Quote, it's a buzzword, a word that really gets attention. With all those sanctuary cities, we just decided to turn it around to protect our Second Amendment rights, said David Campbell, vice chairman of the Effingham County Board. He said at least 20 Illinois counties and local officials in Oregon and Washington have asked for copies of Effingham County's resolution. County officials fear their state legislature won't be able to stop the passage of the gun restrictions because they are outnumbered by lawmakers from in and around Chicago, where the vast majority of the more than 650 homicides last year involved guns. And criminals, and people who don't obey a gun control law. I'm editorializing. Co-opting the sanctuary title is also a way of drawing attention from the rural-urban political divide that was so stark in the last general election when downstate areas of Illinois backed Donald Trump, who remains popular with those voters, while the Chicago backed Hillary Clinton, Chicago area backed Hillary Clinton, who grew up in the burbs. We're just stealing the language that sanctuary cities use, explained the Effingham County's top prosecutor, Brian Kibler, who came up with the idea. Not lost on them is the idea that lawmakers from Chicago were instrumental in turning Illinois into what they derisively call a, quote, sanctuary state by passing recent legislation that prohibits local law enforcement from arresting or detaining people based solely on their immigration status. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner signed it into law. I think this is brilliant, and we need to see more of this. As Andrew Breitbart said, perhaps one of his great contributions to conservatism over time is the idea that politics is downstream of culture. And we conservatives have been watching liberals take over the culture, especially in places like the Twin Cities, where in the workplace and in the schools and everywhere you go, liberals are foisting their beliefs, their observances, their finickiness about other people's beliefs upon everyone in your workplaces, in your churches, in your schools, everywhere. And here we're finally starting to see some of the good guys using their power in society to fight back. And by the way, the more counties start to do this, the more we mainstream the idea of fighting back against the co-option of our culture and the erosion of our rights using the legislative process. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Oh, we go on from there. There's more. Go nowhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Terry Sandvold, CEO of Sandvold Financial Group and host of Money Talks. Sandvold Financial Group would like to help provide the sturdy foundation for your financial future. We want you to plan for tomorrow today. Give us a call to attend an upcoming seminar at 952-544-2837. That's 952-544-2837. Or go to helpmeterry.com to set up a no-cost financial review today.
Registered representative of and independent of Questar Capital Corporation. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management.
TwinCitiesTuitions.com has been helping families for over 7 years get into the school of their dreams. We have placed over 90 kids into private education, including Stacy's son.
I have to say that this was an answer to prayer. This program made it possible for my son to transition into ninth grade into a wonderful school. Dealing with the station, particularly Alyssa, has been such a blessing.
Education is one of the most important decisions that you can make as a parent.
The difference that I've seen in my son in a Christian education is a confidence that can only come from Jesus Christ. He stands firm in the truth, he knows what he believes, and he's going to know that Jesus is the answer.
Don't pay more than you need to for your child's first year of private school. Call me, Alyssa Brecken, at 651-289-4406 or visit our website at TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thick here. You know, it takes money to run a country. Your money. And that's why if you owe back taxes, the IRS might garnish your wages. They could levy your bank account, come after your home or business. But truth is, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. So they have this brilliant program to help if you're behind on your taxes. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. They're offering this to help you solve your tax problem once and for all. You could qualify for a settlement that's substantially less than before these changes. Nobody knows these tax relief programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their attorneys and agents will work to get you the best possible tax settlement. And they're fully accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-354-9295. That's 800-354-9295. 800-354-9295.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When you're running a business, the last thing you want to worry about are your computer systems. Superior Managed IT has been servicing IT for over 25 years, and they can help you manage your IT infrastructure, provide a security plan, as well as help your business move to the cloud. Superior's proactive maintenance program will guide you through the best options for your business. Don't wait. Let Superior manage your IT so you can concentrate on running your business. Call now for your no-obligation free consult. Call 612-999-6200 or go to SuperiorManagedIT.com. That's SuperiorManagedIT.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hope you can join me. Talking about society striking back. Politics is downstream of culture, and it is high time conservative culture started striking back at the dominant media culture in this country. This past week, Hornady Ammunition stated that it would not be selling any ammunition to the government of the state of New York or any New York state agencies as a result of its moves to crack down on law-abiding gun owners. This is the sort of stuff to see, we need to see much, much more of as we go forward. By the way, speaking of these issues here, the Congressman Eric Paulson came out this past week in a move that you just knew was going to get all sorts of approval from the local media. Fox, the Channel 9, the local Fox affiliate, labeled the story the same way, close to the way the Star Tribune did. Straying from the party line, Representative Paulson proposes gun control measure. Now, the piece said from Fox 9 points out that that Paulson has basically made some noise in support of what's called a red flag law that allows law enforcement to confiscate guns from individuals that they have deemed a danger to themselves or others. Representative Paulson, and I'm quoting the Channel 9 story here, attempting to steer clear to clear the way with federal funding for incentives to implement such measures. The move resents a rebuke of party orthodoxy for the Republican from Eden Prairie, who has an A rating from the NRA and in the past has earned the endorsement of many local gun rights activists. Well, yes, indeed he has. And I have to say, and I'm just going to take this time out as a moment for a moment, as someone who's interviewed Representative Paulson a number of times and has supported him to the extent that I can, given that I don't live in the 3rd Congressional District, I find this deeply disappointing. Now, it is a fact that Eric Paulson has earned repeated A ratings from the NRA and earned repeated support from local gun rights organizations. He also earned in the past, in recent years, 93% rating from the NRA's candidate position statements and A's and B's from the NRA Political Victory Fund. Actually, he's improved from a B to an A over the years with the NRA, which is why I find this so deeply disappointing. Because these red flag laws, they can make some sense. I mean, It would seem to be almost incongruous that one would oppose a red flag law given the number of cases of people who exhibited red flags who have gone on to commit ghastly crimes, including Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter, who was popping off red flags like parts falling off of a Yugo for long before he carried out his shooting. And it's been true for many of these mass shooters. Here's the problem. And by the way, gun control advocates point out that a fair number of victims of domestic violence are killed with firearms. And that is the wedge they are trying to use to pass these red flag laws that would allow law enforcement to seize guns and basically on report of some suspicion of being a danger to self or others. Now, here's the problem. The red flag laws currently exist, I believe, in 13 or 14 states, and in no case do any of them allow for any due process. There's no due process threshold that anyone has to get over to confiscate your guns. And yes, there are people out there that red flags need to be put on. And by the way, they largely can be via due process. Due process would not have protected Nick Cruz's ability to, would not gotten in the way of disarming him. It wouldn't have. But it would prevent, say, an angry spouse in the middle of a divorce from basically calling the cops and saying, yeah, take his guns, in the interest of sticking it to the spouse. It would, and more importantly, prevent the state from considering people red flag dangers for specious, spurious, politicized reasons, which, with these laws in place, will become a matter of child's play. The bill that Representative Paulson has switched to supporting to the applause of the local criminal safety movement offers no due process protection. Quoting the Fox 9 piece, the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is one of the organizations pushing back against Paulson's bill, claiming red flag laws wouldn't help solve the issue and even represent a violation of citizens' rights. Quote, we believe it's a huge issue from a due process standard to have somebody's property seized from them without their day in court, said Rob Dorr, who works for the organization. And just taking away one of the tools that's available to them to inflict mass harm isn't going to stop the problem. This legislation has been back several times, and it keeps getting shot down because, believe it or not, some politicians have enough common sense to avoid completely trashing due process. And I urge Representative Paulson, if you are in the 3rd Congressional District, I urge you to call Representative Paulson's office and tell him red flag laws makes perfect sense with due process. Without due process, they are just another camel's nose under the tent for stripping our Second Amendment rights and for violating wholesale the rights of law-abiding Americans. It's a simple thing. Add in the due process, good idea. Take out the due process, bad, stupid, evil idea. All it takes is the due process to make it work. So if you live in the 3rd Congressional District, or if you're on your way to the Republican State Convention coming up here in a couple weeks, make sure Eric Paulson gets the message. Now, I know why he's doing this. He is in a district that voted for Hillary Clinton. He is facing an awful lot of soccer moms in places like Plymouth and Minnetonka and Edina and Bloomington that have gone blue since he got into office. We're talking places that have become Democratic, if not strongholds, at least fairly steady Democrat voting districts. He is one of those. He's sort of the Republican equivalent, not quite, of Colin Peterson, who keeps getting elected as a Democrat in a district that voted Trump by about a 3-digit margin. Eric Paulson is trying to build political favor in a place that is becoming more hostile to the traditional conservative Republican Party. However, if you're a gun owner and a law-abiding Second Amendment supporter in the 3rd Congressional District, now is the time to stand up and be counted. Give Eric Paulson's office a call. Send him an email. Write him a letter. Do whatever it takes to get the word across to the guy that all you got to do is add the due process and you'll be on the right track. Of course, the people pushing this law or this bill at the state and federal levels aren't going to add the due process, because it's not about stopping crime. It's not about saving the lives of domestic abuse victims. It's about sticking it to the law-abiding gun owner. That's all it is. Anyway, give Eric Paulson a call if you can. 651-289-4488. For those on social media, and I got to say this, for those of you on social media, and you know who you are, who have been calling Eric Paulson a gutless liberal ever since he came out with this proposal, bear in mind, he earned an A rating from the NRA, which has been used to beat him over the head for ever since he's been in office. So give some credit where it's due. And I'm not, when I say that, I'm not saying do not light his phone lines up. Do not melt down his phone lines. Absolutely do. He's been one of the good guys. It's our job to make him one of the good guys again. And by the way, while you're up, to make the 3rd Congressional District a place where it pays to be one of the good guys, where the good guys get elected. Because tell you what, if Eric Paulson gets replaced in the 3rd Congressional District, with or without this bad idea about this bad red flag bill, who do you think's going to replace him? Someone with an A rating? No. Someone with a 93% rating on the questionnaires? The pre-election voter guide questionnaire? No. Someone with an F minus. Someone with a 0- rating. Because he will be replaced by a Metro Democrat. And I there's other talk show hosts in town who hate it when I say it, but it is a fact. There are times when perfect is the enemy of good enough. And is Eric Paulson, generally speaking, good enough on Second Amendment issues? Yeah. They don't give out A ratings like after dinner mints, folks. He's wrong on this issue. It's our job to convince him he's wrong on this issue. It's our job to convince him that as much as he needs to curry the votes of those soccer moms in Edina, he also needs to not lose the votes of the good people, the real Americans in Shakopee and Young America and Watertown and all the other places where people do understand the Second Amendment. just as well as Eric Paulson usually does. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Join us, won't you, please? Oh, yeah, we've got some Hypocrisy Watch coming up here. This is going to be fun. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere.
Step into Chet's shoes this spring for waterproof and non-insulated work boots.
Ready to hit the trail this spring and summer?
Be sure to check out our hiking boots.
Don't settle for guessing what size and what kind of footwear you need.
Let the experts at Chet's help.
We've been in business for over 70 years.
We're family-owned and Minnesota-based.
Stop into our Columbia Heights store and our Red Wing stores in Circle Pines, Coon Rapids, Bloomington, St. Cloud, and Columbia Heights.
Remember, if the shoe fits, you've been to Chet's.
I was skeptical when I heard that your family bank could help me pay off my mortgage and get out of debt in under 10 years with my current income. Hi, my name is John. I'm a Patriot listener and a financial executive here in town. As such, I understand numbers. Using your family bank, my family will go from a $292,000 mortgage with 22 years remaining and $40,000 of additional debt to being totally out of debt, including the mortgage, in 9.8 years. We'll save $103,000. If you don't have a program which will get your family totally out of debt, including your mortgage, in less than 10 years just by redirecting your current cash flow, you need to talk with Daniel of Your Family Bank, who's right here in the Twin Cities.
Thanks, John. This is Daniel Altwig of Your Family Bank. My friend, there's no risk nor obligation to find out for yourself. Go to daniel.yourfamilybank.org, click on the Request tab in the upper right-hand corner, and leave your contact information. daniel.yourfamilybank.org. That's daniel.yourfamilybank.org.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't hear from somebody either through an email or a comment or a text message about how people love their relief factor. If you have back pain, neck pain, leg pain, pain from working out at the gym, just pain that you think you have to live with, think again. There's a perfect alternative to ibuprofen. There's a perfect alternative to prescription drugs. Relief Factor, developed by physicians, made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. You know what it works on? I know what it works at. I know what it goes after is the inflammation that causes the pain to begin with. But don't just take my word for it. I can tell you all day long that it works for me, and it does. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening. My lower back pain is completely eliminated. But you try it. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. It costs just $19.95. You give it a 3-week shot. Decide if it's for you or not. If it's not, you're only out $20. What do you have to lose except for the pain? ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've ever wanted to learn how to dance, now is your chance. My name is Paul Bourtas. My wife Natalie and myself own and operate American Classic Ballroom in Victoria, Minnesota. Two left feet, no problem. Date night, we've got you covered. Wedding dance, we are the experts. Call us today at 952-934-0900 and get 10% off any package of private lessons. That is 952-934-0900 or find us on the web at acballroom.com. That's acballroom.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Don't forget Brad Carlson coming up 2 o'clock tomorrow, right here on AM 1280, The Patriot. Also, don't forget to stay tuned for America's for Prosperity. How did I block that? Jason Flores will be joining the show, is hosting the show, as always, this afternoon, later on, here on AM 1280, The Patriot. Stay tuned for that. Fighting the good fight. Speaking of fighting the good fight, we've noticed over the years that a significant part of the left believes that, you should do what they say and not what they do. We've seen this on quite a few issues. I mean, you see, most notably, last week, you had the hilarious story of Alyssa Milano, the actress who's come out as a big anti-gunner, showing up at an anti-gun rally surrounded by, well, armed guards. And by the way, this was happening all over the big March for Our Lives a couple weeks ago. The liberal anti-gun celebrities not stepping out of their armored limousines without armed guards to make sure that the rest of us are disarmed. You see this in all sorts of other areas, of course. I mean, the liberals who rail against people driving cars at all, much less big cars, being shoveled around in limousines and SUVs and Chevy Suburbans all over the place while they do their darndest to get the rest of us jammed into trains and buses and out of our cars. And, of course, the big one of all, the people who fly private jets to climate change summits to try and make sure the rest of us use less fossil fuel, the least efficient form of transportation possible, short of taking a Saturn V rocket to go to the summit. Well, it's not an accident, actually. Two things. I mean, over this past couple of weeks, there's been a series of news articles and actually opinion pieces saying, yeah, people who support climate change, who support environmentalism, get a special pass to pollute. And this was a response to people pointing out that whenever you see groups of leftists gathering, they leave the place completely filthy. And when you have people gathering to support environmental causes and having environmental rallies, the grounds where the rallies take place are always completely filthy, as opposed to, say, gun rights rallies and Tea Party rallies and taxpayers rallies that are always left cleaner than we show up, inevitably. And when it comes to environmental things, the big hypocrisy is the likes of Al Gore flying halfway around the world on a private jet to try and put the screws on the world's economy, basically starving more poor people as he flies around. Because they're the people who suffer when the world's economy goes in the tank. The poor people suffer the most. And Al Gore will still be flying around the world in his private jet, burning tons of fuel an hour. So a study has come out finding climate change skeptics are more likely to behave in eco-friendly ways than those who are highly concerned about the issue. This is in the Pacific Standard this past week. By a fellow named Tom Jacobs. Do our behaviors really reflect our beliefs? New research suggests that when it comes to climate change, the answer is no. Participants in a year-long study who doubted the scientific consensus on the issue, quote, opposed policy solutions, end quote, but at the same time, they were, quote, most likely to report engaging in individual-level pro-environmental behaviors, writes a research team led by University of Michigan psychologist Michael Hall. Conversely, those who expressed the greatest belief in and concern about the warming environment, quote, were most supportive of government policies, but were least likely to report individual level actions. In other words, sorry I didn't have time to recycle. I was busy watching a documentary about the crumbling Antarctic ice shelf. Anyway, back to Pacific Magazine. The study, published by the Journal of Environmental Psychology, followed more than 400 Americans for a full year. On seven occasions, roughly once every 8 weeks, participants revealed their climate change beliefs and their level of support for policies such as gasoline taxes, fuel economy standards. They also noted how frequently they engaged in four environmentally friendly behaviors: recycling, using public transportation, buying green products, and using reusable shopping bags. By the way, just since I didn't take this study, and I'm reading this far down in the story for the first time, I'll point this out. While I mock and taunt a lot of people who believe in global warming, because, of course, they are the ones who are supporting the people flying in private jets around the world, globetrotting into places like Jakarta to have exotic, by the way, locations like Jakarta to have their summits. And I'm put of a mind to echo what Glenn Reynolds says constantly about these people. I'll believe that the global warming is a crisis,
when the people who are calling it a crisis act like it's a crisis. I'll believe when you behave like you want the rest of us to behave. How about it? But I'll point, and my other question I ask, by the way, of warmists is, okay, let's say for a moment that the science really is settled, that it actually is exactly as Al Gore says, that we're in a irrevocable spiral or a possibly still reversible spiral of global warming, and it's all caused by man and man's pollution. Let's just accept that as a given for right now. Why is it you think that turning over the keys to the world's economy to the people who gave us Minlars on a global scale is going to solve the problem? Turning over the keys to the world's economy to people who can't even run the state of California for everyone's benefit is going to leave the world's environment worse if that's what we do. The people who are running Venezuela and the Sudan are going to be having a say in how we run our economy? This is what they want. And I say, let's just assume the science is settled. I don't believe it is, but let's say it is. How is this solution going to benefit anyone? But given that that is how I see the policy as well as the science, I will note, I recycle. I take public transportation to work. I mean, have you tried to park in downtown Minneapolis? I take the green line to work most days. I've opposed that line all along. It's been a blight on the neighborhood, but by golly, I paid for it. I'm riding it. Do I buy green products? I guess you could say that. And reusable. I use reusable shopping bags because what the heck? I shop on the way home on the train. Reusable shopping bags make it much handier. Anyway, so that gives me about a 100 on the environmentally friendly behaviors scale, even though I differ on policy from the environmentalists. Well, researchers found participants broke down into three groups, which they labeled skeptical, cautiously worried, and highly concerned. When policy preferences of group members tracked with their beliefs, their behaviors largely did not. Skeptics reported using public transportation, buying eco-friendly products, and using reusable bags more often than those in the other two categories. And it was found consistently through the year, leading the researchers to conclude the belief in climate change does not appear to be a necessary or sufficient condition for pro-environmental behavior. Hall and his colleagues can only speculate about the reasons for the results, but regarding the concerning but inactive, the psychological phenomenon known as moral licensing is likely to be a culprit. In other words, the idea, what I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, liberals believing that as long as you have the right beliefs on global warming, it doesn't really matter how you behave. And when you see this, when you realize this, that on this issue where the Democrats, the left, the progressives, the big left in this country wants to saddle us with ruinous economic policies and yet won't behave according to their belief in these policies. You see this on issue after issue after issue, not just the environment, although that one's kind of worth a laugh today, just a couple weeks after Earth Day. But you see this on issue after issue. You see it here on the environment. You see it on sexual harassment, where you had Democrats going out and saying, well, you know, Bill Clinton and other politicians, they have the right beliefs on abortion, so we'll let them get away with being sexual predators. As long as they have the right beliefs, we'll give them a pass. You see this on other issues as well. You see this when anti-gun celebrities surround themselves with armed security. You see this when all sorts of issues. The left wants you to do what they say and ignore what they do and, frankly, make a lifestyle out of it and an entire political system out of it once you get right down to it. So anyway, that's this study of people's behavior when it comes to the environment surprises or should surprise absolutely no one. And you'll see this in more mundane elements of behavior as well. I mean, I've dealt with a number of neighbors and the like who preach convincingly about their concern for liberal ideals, and yet, I mean, my favorite example ever was a college classmate of mine who loved to virtue signal about how concerned she was about the poor. And then she got out of law school, moved to the big city, and promptly moved to the farthest ring of suburbs she could sustain a living in because she wanted to stay, keep her and her liberal beliefs away from, quote, all the scum, end quote. 651-289-4488. Let's take a break. The Northern Alliance Radio Network. One more segment to go. Ergo, the fun has just begun. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
I'm Jan Mark Hill, helping you understand the times.
Freedom of speech. Most of us who live in liberal Western democracies think of it as a basic human right. But now we may be in danger of losing it.
It may not seem like our freedoms are being eroded until you post something on social media that opposes the current view of the progressive left. A simple disagreement can invoke words like racist, homophobe, hater, and Islamophobe. Our opposition to anything the left is suggesting means that we are the enemy of the state and our opinions are not welcome. This kind of attitude is the attitude you will find in most countries with dictators or in countries with religious caliphates. Freedom to oppose and express an opinion has always been a freedom our Constitution has granted us. For more information, visit our website, olivetreeviews.org, for our complete radio program, also heard each weekend on this station.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't wait. Call now. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
Life is expensive. Having a second income now and through retirement will allow you to live life the way you want and avoid being married to your job. In just a few hours a week, you can learn the skills to profit from trading and investing by using our proven rules-based strategy at Online Trading Academy. We focus on low-risk, high-reward trades that mirror the tools Wall Street uses to make that second income so you never outlive your retirement dollars, while providing you life's most precious asset, time. Let's get you on a path to financial freedom, allowing you to live the life you've always dreamed of. Call OTA at #250 on your cell phone for a free investing workshop or register at learnwithota.com. Again, that's learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy. Radio!
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place.
Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop.
Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, should you care to join us. So much stuff to talk about with regarding the station, events coming up, things going on. I just can't talk about it yet. You're just going to have to take my word for it. This is going to be a fun couple of months coming up here. But And there's a truth. I can't say a thing. Inside of me. I don't want to be that guy, but I am that guy. Big news for charter schools this week. This one made the news just a couple days ago. St. Paul Charter School is the best high school in the state, according to U.S. News and World Report. Nova Classical Academy ranked first in the state and number 186 nationally on the online news magazine's annual list. This is huge news, by the way, frankly, for a number of friends of this broadcast who have been involved in that school. Some friends of this broadcast were involved in on the board at Nova, in involved in its founding. And actually, it's big because Nova, I believe, is one of the schools that was affiliated with the Friends of Education, which was the group founded by the late Bill Cooper, which founded a series of schools that covered a lot of different markets, both the basically rescue school model that basically tries to help kids who've been chewed up and spit out by the public system, as well as more traditional schools using some fairly conservative principles, not politically conservative, but educationally and socially conservative principles, as might be derived deduced by reading the name Nova Classical Academy. Anyway, number one in the state, number 186 nationwide, it is a charter school. Now, to go on to the Pioneer Press's report on the subject, to make the list, schools must beat state averages on math and reading tests, including – well, we'll back up here for just a second. Now, this news came out in St. Paul this past week, and on some social media covering St. Paul politics – a number of the usual suspects in St. Paul liberal politics kind of reared back on their back legs and said, "Hey, wait, Nova Classical Academy is mostly white. It's mostly white rich kids." Now, back up a notch here. And by the way, they compared Nova's scores to test scores to scores at some schools like Humboldt High School, which is roughly 94% minority and very, very low income by state standards, and has terrible test scores, just terrible test scores. Well, except to make the list, schools have to beat averages on math and reading tests, as well as including the scores of their Black, Hispanic, and low-income students. They also have to graduate at least 80% of their students in 4 years and have above average participation and pass rates on advanced placement and international baccalaureate tests. Now, this brought about a bunch of protests from a bunch of the usual liberal crowd who, by the way, supports without question or any stint whatsoever the efforts of the St. Paul Public School District, which is a terrible district. Used to have its redeeming features. It's basically become a cesspool. I made very public my disgust with the St. Paul School District a little over 10 years ago after an episode that happened with my son, with my children, both of my children actually, in the St. Paul Public School District. I wouldn't kennel a dog in that district. And I say this as the child of a teacher, the grandchild of two others, and the older brother of someone who is a special ed teacher. So I say this not as someone who grew up hostile to education, in fact, quite far from it. But the St. Paul Public Schools is just a deeply, deeply disappointing, badly run place. Now, the opponents of people who came out, skeptics of Nova, said, well, it's mostly white kids. Well, actually, like most, like all charter schools, it's a matter of parental choice to go there. They don't keep Black kids out. They don't keep children of color or low-income children out. There's a huge waiting list to get in because it's a great school. The kids get in by lottery. I mean, and that's how they get in. And the lottery doesn't distinguish by race, creed, color, foreign language, anything. And by the way, charter schools in St. Paul and Minneapolis both have a higher percentage of students of color, low-income, and who speak English as a second language than the district schools. I mean, for those, and I see these bobbleheads on the left all the time say, well, charter schools are the option for the rich white kids. No, they're not. They're the option that that the minority families, the poor families, and the families that are new Americans who don't speak English as a first language are flocking to faster than the white kids and the middle class kids are, because they are a lifeboat to get the kids out of the public system. The public system that expects so little of them that you get disciplinary policies like you have in the St. Paul Public School District. Here's the thing I thought was interesting as well. The list went on to list the top 10 schools in Minnesota. Minnesota's top 10 schools on the list are Nova, of course, Orono Public Schools, or Orono High School, I guess, Long Prairie Gray Eagle High School, Math and Science Academy in Woodbury, remember that one, Great River School in St. Paul, remember that one, Edina, Matamidi, St. Anthony Village, Egan, and Chanhassen. Now, remember what I said. Remember a couple. Put a pin in a few of them there. Nova, the Math and Science Academy of Woodbury, and the Great River School in St. Paul. All three of them are charter schools. All three of them are charter schools, and all of them in areas. Well, Woodbury's obviously letting the birds. Great River, right over the bridge from my house on Energy Park Drive in St. Paul, recruits more than its share of students of color, students who speak English as a second language, poor students. And it's in the top 10, not only in the top 10 schools, it ranks above posh, liberal Edina, well-to-do, conservative Matamidi, posh, liberal St. Anthony Village, Egan, and posh, right of center Chanhassen. Three charter schools, including one that is vastly over-representing of the low income and of the communities that the charters were built to serve in the first place, top the list in this state. What does this tell you? And by the way, New Orleans, after Hurricane Katrina, the public school district was basically completely destroyed. The New Orleans public school district went all charter. Their scores have been rising. Their achievement gap is better than Minneapolis and St. Paul's since they've gone all charter. That should tell you something. What it tells you probably depends on your perspective on whether the current factory and union educational industrial complex does kids good or harm. We'll work that out next week. Northern Alliance, thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply. Texting enrolls for recurring text messages.
Here's a secret couples therapists want you to know. Happy couples sleep better. I'm Trina Webster, co-founder of ZQuiet.
And I'm Dan Webster.
I love my husband, but his snoring was like an alarm clock waking me up all night.
My snoring was pretty bad. We were desperate for a solution, and we finally found it with ZQuiet. It literally changed our lives.
With ZQuiet, we wake up rested and happy, and best of all, in the same bed.
ZQuiet couldn't be easier to use and works immediately.
ZQuiet comes with a 30-night better sleep guarantee. You have nothing to lose.
For 10 years, we've been saving relationships one night at a time. Don't wait another night. Go to GetZQuiet.com today.
ZQuiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com.
Are you smart? Smarter than the 6th grade honor student highlighted on that crooked bumper sticker you just passed? Then you're probably already a Smart Club member with Standard Heating. Standard Heating Smart Club is the most affordable way to maintain your heating and cooling equipment year-round. Standard Heating's NAIT certified technicians make regular visits to help you identify and prevent potential problems. As a Smart Club member, you get priority status in an emergency, and you're eligible for Saturday and evening appointments. Plus, if you ever need a repair, you'll save 10%. No matter the age of your equipment, Standard Heating offers a variety of options to make it easy on your budget. Getting stuck without heat is not a story you want to recall at your family's holiday dinner. So join the Standard Heating Smart Club, and then you can create your own bumper sticker honoring your intelligence. For complete details, visit standardheating.com/patriot. Standard Heating, providing the comfort you deserve since 1930.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-721-4880. That's 800-721-4880. 800-721-4880. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
AM 1280, The Patriot, is WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Fuel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.